Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ross Kimborowski back on the show. Ross has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. Founder and CEO of CrowdSpring, formerly a trial attorney, but he's gone from the dark side to the light of day on Main Street, and we're so glad he's here. He's helps us with a lot of things, and today he's here with a really important topic. Ross, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here with you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back. I know you want to talk about business planning, creating a great business plan. You've got some tips for us. And I'll tell you, as I reminded my audience, that I've been talking about business planning on the show since I began, since January of 98, I think was the first time I did the first programming on business planning. I did it for years and years on a regular basis, every month, minimum, once a month we talked about it. But I think the reason why your topic is apropos right now is because whatever your business plan looked like last January, you're going to need a new one for this January. What do you think, Ross?
I think that's for sure. Let me start by talking for a few seconds about why business plans are important, because I don't know that it's obvious to a lot of people. It's the kind of thing that we historically think are 100, 150 pages long. And it's true, business plans can be that long, but they don't have to be. So in the U.S., a little bit more than 50% of all companies fail in the first 4 years. That's a pretty staggering statistic.
Yep, and if you can imagine. And can I stick one little note in there? That's a 20% increase in mortality over the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's pretty significant. So 19% of them fail because there's too much competition. So it means that the business owners didn't really do a good job or didn't really focus on figuring out their market. And then another 18% fail because of pricing or cost issues, which again means people didn't do a really good job understanding the pricing or how they would be able to compete in the market. So anything that a business owner can do to plan for the future is important. And as you said when we started, when you have a pandemic, you may have had a business plan. You're going to need to rethink your business and how to adapt. And so that process of learning, the process of thinking, the process of putting it down on paper or on your computer really helps you crystallize your thoughts. So
about your thoughts looking back at you from a screen or a piece of paper that makes them more powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So one of the things I want to make sure that we point out, and then I want you to get into some of these tips that you've got for us, is, folks, there's only one source of energy that drives your business plan. Only one. It's whatever your customer expectations are. And since your customer expectations are morphing, changing, evolving, even as we speak, Ross, that by definition, that means that you've got to rethink you got to be taking another look at your business plan. Now go ahead.
Well, and that's really critical. I mean, if you didn't do one when you started your business, this is a really good time to think about it, because the way business is done has been changing pretty remarkably for people, and it will continue to change because we're adapting. And I read some stats last couple of days that e-commerce has advanced by probably 5 years in the last 3 months. So it would have taken us 5 years to get to the point where we are today, which means that there's more competition for retail businesses. Mm-hmm. There's more competition for e-commerce businesses, but also more opportunity. So one of the things that we always talk about with business owners, this is something I did when I started CrowdSpring back in 2000, working at it in 2006, is take a look at other businesses and other entrepreneurs. And the first thing try to do, which is what I did, is take a look at as many business plans as you can get your hands on. There are some that are published online. There are some templates that you can get.
Can I stick a website in here that I know where I know there are hundreds and they're free to look at. Sure. bplans.com, bplans.com. It's awesome. Go ahead.
So lots of good examples. Get some examples. The examples aren't there to tell you how to run your business. The examples are there to help understand how business owners talk about their business, how they think about their business, how they plan their business. And so it's really good to always look at other examples and learn from others because they will have made these mistakes. This preparation is really, really critical, and the research is really critical, because if you do enough thinking up front about your market, if you understand how market shifts, so for example, if you're doing this today and you're thinking about how e-commerce might change, how retail businesses might change. If you're a restaurant and you're wondering what's going to happen in a year when the pandemic hopefully has receded or gone, will things return back to normal? You need to think through those things, and putting things down on paper, putting things down on a computer document, even in short form, really helps you think about what may happen and what your response could be, because that process helps you understand how to prepare for it. It helps you understand how to start marketing for that. It helps you understand how to avoid some of the pitfalls that inevitably every business owner sees.
What's the very first step? If they're going to start with creating something, they're going to put something down, should they start writing a summary? Should they start with the financials? Should they do the table of contents? Where do they start?
So probably the first step is create a table of contents. That's the outline for the plan. And if you look at business plan examples, and we've actually have some great examples and some free templates on CrowdSpring.
Good.
If people search for CrowdSpring, how to write a business plan, they'll find something like a 15,000-page guide on this with lots
wow.
of templates. But the table of contents is a really good outline because it tells you the areas that you're going to want to cover in your business plan. It'll talk about the executive summary, the financials, the market plan. But really the first place people are going to start after they create that outline. Again, it could be an outline for a simple 3-page plan or an outline for a much more complicated one. I wrote in 2006 a 100-page plan for me. It wasn't it wasn't created for anybody else. It was
right.
for me.
And that's
a good point.
Your business plan should start out being for you, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, because you need to convince yourself that you know what you're thinking about.
Right.
One of the reasons businesses fail is because people want to start something to start, but they don't think through the details. And
that's
so
right.
when they run into problems, sometimes these challenges are just too overwhelming.
Hold on to that thought, Ross. I got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.